Good morning. While most locations are starting off the day with a good deal of sunshine, a burst of lake effect snow has pushed down the Mohawk Valley and through the immediate Capital District, dusting the ground with some large snowflakes early this morning. This activity will pass through parts of western New England and diminish with time. And most of the rest of the morning will have partly to mostly sunny skies throughout the region and a cold start with readings in the upper 20s and lower 30s. High pressure will keep it dry during the daylight hours today with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds this afternoon. There will be a few light rain and snow showers moving into the region from western and central New York by dark, not before high temperatures reach into the middle and upper 40s. That light rain and snow is from the next storm system, which is streaking across the Ohio Valley. It'll slide south of Long Island tonight, and on this track, a period of snow will move through the region, some of it steady with a few heavier bursts. This will be most common across parts of the Catskills, Taconics, Litchfield Hills, Rensselaer Plateau, southern Vermont, and Berkshires, where as much as 3 to 5 inches of snow will fall overnight and by early Saturday morning. In the Mohawk Valley, most of the I-88 corridor, southernmost parts of the Adirondacks, the southern Green Mountains, and northern Berkshires will pick up 2 to 4 inches of snow by Saturday morning. Elsewhere in the greater Capital District, most of the rest of the Adirondacks in central and northern Vermont and parts of the Pioneer and Connecticut Valley will receive 1 to 3 inches of snow. And finally, where we see more in the way of rain and snow mixed in the lower Hudson Valley and lower Connecticut Valley, we'll look for a coating up to 2 inches of snow. Either way, light snow showers will wind down early Saturday, giving way to increasing sunshine in the afternoon with highs near 50. Another disturbance will approach for the day on Sunday. This time, though, it will be milder, so sunshine will give way to increasing clouds with a late-day shower possible for the second half of the weekend as highs reach into the upper 50s. Mostly sunny on Monday, back into the middle and upper 50s before another disturbance brings some showers our way on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, low pressure over the central plains will move down the mid-Mississippi Valley and Ohio Valley tonight. As the storm moves to the east, unseasonably cold air will follow and produce a strip of moderate wet snow from Nebraska to parts of the northeast. The highest snow amounts east of the Rockies are expected to be across southern Iowa and parts of northern Illinois, where 8 to 12 inches of snow will fall. Meanwhile, temperatures across much of the central and southern plains to parts of the Midwest will be 10 to 30 degrees below average, while Florida, in contrast, will continue to experience near record high temperatures with highs in the lower 90s. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow and fog, 7 degrees with a northwest wind at 54, gusting to 63 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals in 20 below zero. In Albany at the top of the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 24, 76% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.20 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds upper 40s, Boston increasing clouds in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with snow developing and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 45 degrees, the low 33. The average temperature, 39, that's 9 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of precipitation yesterday, amounting to 1/10th of an inch of snow, that's the total for the month so far, and 1.6 inches of snow below normal for April. 48.8 inches for the season, which is 10.8 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees. The average low, 38. The record high, 91, set in 2002. And the record low, 21, in 1971 and in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:10 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:40 p.m., 13 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight and a steadier snow south toward Glens Falls and lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs around 50. Cloudy with rain and snow tonight becoming all snow with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondack, a quick shot of light snow in spots early this morning giving way to some sunshine, which will eventually lead to increasing clouds later today with the chance of light rain and snow by dark and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with more snow tonight, lows around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, any light snow showers this morning will give way to some sunshine and then increasing clouds later today with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with snow tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Quick shot of snow early this morning, giving way to partly sunny skies, then increasing clouds this afternoon in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with snow tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning clouds and snow showers, then increasing sun near 50. A late-day shower possible Sunday in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, mid to upper 50s on Monday. A chance of showers Tuesday in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, lower 50s. And a late-day shower again on Thursday in the upper 50s. Have a great weekend and stay safe. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.